Atma Namaste, and welcome to the PPM audio stream. Today, our guest, Dr. Eric Robbins, co-author of the well-known book, Your Hands Can Heal You, will speak to us about super brain yoga. Dr. Robbins, can you tell us about super brain yoga?
Super brain yoga is basically a fast, effective, drug-free way for people to increase the amount of their mental energy. And how I was first introduced to it is that Master Choa Kok Sui started introducing the technique to some classes. What really caught my interest was that Master Choa met my son Jonah and taught him the technique for the purpose of increasing his athletic abilities and speed and reflexes, and it made a massive, very fast change in my son. And that's really when I became a believer.
What does super brain yoga do?
In esoteric terms, my understanding is that super brain yoga transmutes a lot of the energy from the lower chakras and from the sexual centers up to the brain. It also, according to some EEG studies and some work that was done at Yale in their neurobiology department, the technique causes both sides of the brain to kind of equalize and light up. Most people predominantly either right-brained or left-brained. And so when people begin to use their whole brain, it really gives them a lot of clarity in life. There's been studies, for example, that show that if a person looks at any issue in their life through a whole brain approach, it's almost impossible to have anxiety or depression. The technique adds clarity of thinking. It has a lot of other beneficial effects. A lot of times, children with attention deficit disorder, one of the theories is that these kids are actually overtired, and that's why they give them drugs like Ritalin, which is a stimulant, in an attempt to wake them up. When you wake them up, they actually calm down. By energizing the brain and nervous system, in a lot of instances, this has a very calming effect on kids and certainly on hyperactive kids.
And how do you use the technique?
I use the technique personally. My son has been doing it every day for about a year and a half. My son just turned 14, and he was born very premature at 28 weeks. And actually, when he was born, he came out and he had an infection, and we weren't sure he was going to make it for the first month or two. Fortunately, he's healed, and he's a great kid and has all his faculties. But I think as a result of the prematurity, he was always very slow and had very slow reflexes, and what I would say is very poor coordination. And a couple years ago, he took up a really major, major interest in basketball. He started to love basketball and joined our local rec league, and he played with a lot of heart, but he didn't have the speed, reflexes, and skills to play very well. And invariably, he'd go out on the court, stomach would cringe because he'd lose the ball, he couldn't dribble it, he couldn't drive, he couldn't shoot. And in our local rec league, they had to play him a minimum of two quarters, and that's always what he'd be playing. He'd be frustrated, and we'd be frustrated at his lack of playing time. I was always looking and praying for a way to help him get better at the sport, to help his self-confidence and self-esteem. I remember in July of 2006, Master Choa actually met Jonah and taught him the super brain technique. And he told him, quote, "This will highly energize your brain and nervous system and will help you with sports." Because it's only a two-minute-a-day technique, Jonah grabbed onto that, started doing it religiously once or twice a day. About 10 days later, my wife called me on the phone. Jonah had been in a summer league basketball game, and she says, "Jonah scored 10 points tonight." I thought the cell phone connection was screwed up. The whole season, he might score 2 or 4 points. She confirmed that he'd scored 10 points, and I was blown away by that. The next week, she called me, and she said, "Jonah scored 22 points tonight." That's an incredible amount to score from someone who just couldn't play very well at all. He continued to very, very rapidly get better from then. In fact, at some of his games later on in that summer, a lot of the dads that were coaching the other teams that had coached Jonah in previous years and knew his capabilities were actually cheering for him. It was like a scene out of Rocky. That was very inspiring. He's continued to get a lot better, and he's attracted the attention of some professional coaches. Of course, it takes a lot of heart and a lot of discipline and a lot of practice. There's absolutely no way he could have come this far so quickly without super brain. So truly, it's kind of a modern-day miracle. The other issue with my son, we didn't really have a label of attention deficit. He was never really hyperactive, but I did notice that at school, it would be a little bit harder for him to sit down and stay focused and study like we thought he should. Very shortly after doing Superman yoga, in a few months, he went back to school and was a completely different kid. He was much calmer in class. He was able to sit and do his studies. He wasn't rushed to finish with his studies. And his grades went up from, I'd say, B's and C's to almost straight A's, all A's and one or two B's. Absolutely, we saw an improvement in his focus and in his just in his studying abilities, retention abilities. Definitely another strong plus.
Anything else you'd like to say about the Super Brain Yoga?
Well, it's interesting. I was just at a mind-body class up in the San Francisco area this past weekend. You give students breaks, and sometimes we've all been sitting a long time. You need to stretch. And so the facilitators of the class had seen the news piece that we did here in Los Angeles on Channel 2 and Channel 9 about the Super Brain Yoga. And they were so impressed by it that they chose for that to be the exercise that we'd do during study breaks in this class. So they'd have everybody get up. They taught them the technique. They figured it's a way to stretch, get yourself pumped up a little bit, supercharge your brain.
Is there a book you would recommend to people to teach them Super Brain Yoga?
Yes. Master Toa Koksui actually wrote a book called Super Brain Yoga, and it gives all the details. You need to pay a lot of attention to the few details that are there because it really has to be done correctly as far as arm position and hand position and when you breathe in and when you breathe out. I sent you a link to the four-minute news segment that was done for Channel 2 and Channel 9 News. Jennifer Sabe did that, and it's a really good piece. Raina Katerba, who's an occupational therapist and who works with developmentally disabled kids, had the most wonderful soundbite. She said, "I think Super Brain Yoga is the key to unlocking these kids." And I just thought that was so beautiful and offers so much hope to parents of kids with autism and ADHD and other types of developmental problems.
Will you accept questions via email?
Yeah, absolutely. My email address is hypnomd, hypnomd at AOL.com. Happy to take your emails.
Thank you for being on the PPM audio stream. Is there anything else you would like to say to the listeners?
As with many of the things that Master Choa has done, they're very simple, extremely powerful. Don't underestimate what this technique will do. It really can offer people a paradigm shift. Best of luck to everybody in the Prana Killing community. Namaste.
If anyone would like to purchase the Super Brain Yoga book written by Grandmaster Choa Koksui, please visit www.superbrainyoga.com. Thank you. Atma Namaste.